Oh, Andrew Webster, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, boys. I feel a little bit like Chautauqua myself this morning, just a little bit slow out of the barrier.
You'll be okay. We only want a solution to the Wally Lewis medal drama, mate, if there is a drama. There is in some people's mind. I just move on.
Lies, what have you done?
Can't I cause drama after an Origin 3, Webby? Yeah.
I tell you what, I just went downstairs to the bloke I get my coffee off about 6:30 every morning, and we've just had a blazing row over the whole thing. I've tried to explain the point system, and he's like, "I don't believe that." I just set it up for Billy Slater in his last game. I firstly should say that I think anyone that's questioning the integrity of you, Loz, Mal Meninga and Darren Lockyer obviously don't know too much about the game of rugby league. I have to say, I think the point system is flawed. I think all three of you men are smart enough to be able to say at the end of the game, you know what, I think this bloke deserves it. But to suggest that there was some type of collusion, I'm assuming you're all set in three different parts of the stadium. So I just think, this is so symbolic of the game, boys.
Yes.
We get so caught up in the minutiae, in the tiniest. It's a bloody medal. Yep. We've watched one of the great origins, one of the most gripping origins of all time, and all the discourse has been about, the medal. I have to say this, though. The New South Wales camp were quite angry about it in the rooms afterwards. I was quite surprised, and I know a lot of that must have been frustration about losing the match in such tight circumstances. But again, I just think we all need to have a little bit of perspective and realise it is a player of the series medal.
Yeah, and I think I could understand the frustration from the New South Wales side of things, because you win the series and you expect that player one of their players would go on and win that award. But the way that it is structured, it just didn't happen like that. But again, New South Wales, I thought they were great, Webby. I thought it was one of the better origins I've ever seen. And I thought New South Wales defended as well as I've ever seen them.
Absolutely, Loz. But when I did talk to Freddie in the rooms after the game, I always find that's the best time to get to you coaches, because you say you're quite diplomatic in the press conferences, and then in the rooms, a little bit more expansive. And he said, we're still a long way off. They're for a team that was picked on its attacking ability, it was their defence which got them the series win. A little bit like 2014 when New South Wales won under you, Loz. I think their attack can be far, far better. Latrell Mitchell didn't see anywhere near as much ball. And Freddie acknowledged that in the rooms afterwards. So it's going to be intriguing to see what happens next season when Queensland get back someone like a Michael Morgan. Dally Cherry Evans, it was the biggest game of his career, and he certainly stood up. So whoever's been suggesting that Origin is withering on the vine must be watching a different series to me.
We're back to NRL action tonight, mate. The second game is the Panthers up against the Sharks. The Origin stars are not playing for the Penrith Panthers, so the Sharkies start the favourites at tab.com.au, and Anthony Griffin on a daily basis seems to be under the pump out there in Penrith.
Unbelievable. I know I addressed it last week, and I know that Gus has come out and has been emphatic about Anthony Griffin being safe until the end of his contract. I'm not entirely sure since I spoke to you guys last week. The Dogs are barking a little bit over whether Anthony Griffin will be there beyond this year. I have no doubt that Trent Barrett has been sniffed out about it. I have no doubt that Cameron Serraldo is in the wings there, the assistant coach. Again, I find the whole thing bizarre, given that they're coming fourth on the ladder despite getting through Origin with their halves, out of action. They're out of action against a pretty quality team in the Sharks. Meanwhile, again, this sums up the game. The West Tigers are likely not to make the eight, and Ivan Cleary's been penciled in for Coach of the Year at the Dally M's almost already. It's a very topsy-turvy game sometimes.
Yeah,
that can't happen.
What's that?
I mean, if you want to talk about a voting process under the pump, unfortunately, you can't make the top eight. You can't be coach of the year.
I get it. But, you know, a lot of people have been, you know, talking up what Ivan's done at the West Tigers.
After 6 weeks, he was coach of the year.
100%. Yeah. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Sure.
You understand what I'm saying,
Jared? We'll check the voting system, Webby. Yeah.
I'm not Italian, judge.
Hey, Webby, what's happening with international football?
Well, they made an announcement after the ARL Commission meeting up there on yesterday up in Brisbane. I've got a little bit in the Herald today about the Denver Test match. Jason Moore, International Sports, which is the promoter of that game, there's been speculation that he lost $500,000 on that match in Denver. So those who think that it might be there a permanent fixture for the next 3 years, you know, I don't know where they're going to come up for the cash for it. There's another event that his company has been involved with called the Air and Style event. It was going to be held in the domain. Yes. Now, that's been cancelled, and there's a lot of angst from ticket holders about whether they're going to get their money back. So I think the Denver Test is dead. And there was certainly the way that Peter Beattie and Todd Greenberg were talking after that commission meeting with them, trying to bring out the Kangaroo Tour and an international schedule, which, to be honest, needs to happen post-season. I think one-offs during the year just, you know, don't work, and I don't think it helps international footy. I'd love to see a Kangaroo Tour come back. Mal Meninga's been a big supporter of it ever since he became Australian coach. But Shane Richardson, I'll give Richo a rap. When he left South and went to the NRL and was there for a year, he came up with his entire blueprint.
How's that going?
The NRL keep dragging out all this stuff like, you know, it's new stuff. Poor old Richo came up with it in a paper three years ago. So, it's hardly anything new.
Which they've obviously found in the bottom drawer somewhere, and, you know, he's picking the eyes, the good things out of it, which you should. It probably shouldn't have been tossed away for 3 years. Webby, quickly, mate, the AFL field for the Swannies in the middle of Randwick. Where are we going to bog? Where are we going to bog our cars?
Well, exactly. I'm a little bit pissed. or which may have happened for some of us, leave our car overnight.
Yes.
Have to come and pick it up.
Guilty as charged.
Morning.
Yeah.
That's happened a couple of times. I have been assured by the ATC that there will be the four posts or the eight posts will not affect any line of sight whatsoever, no matter where it's placed. So I find that's the most important thing. I think there's a long way to go, though, before it's signed off. It's an interesting partnership between the AFL and the ATC. They've gone under rugby league guard. And my first thought was, I wonder what Peter Vallandi, the most important racing administrator in the state, thing, because he is obviously on the ARL commission. Apparently PVL is okay with it. So I do think there is a long way to go before we see a set of goalposts in the middle of Royal Randwick.
So what's the biggest story coming out of this weekend's rugby league, though, Webby? If you could put the glasses on and see what's going to come out of this weekend.
Oh, I'm really interested to see how the Dragons kick from now on. That's a big game from down at Cogra on Sunday. I'm very interested to see how they go post-Origin with all those, you know, it's quite a drain, and how Ben Hunt performs on Sunday. So that's my big story.
I actually thought Ben Hunt was terrific the other night.
He was.
I thought
so. Is that his future?
It could be, but I think that will help him going back to the Dragons, because I think he was a shattered man after Origin 1 and 2. But the way that he came on, and I thought he changed it up a little bit for Queensland the other night and posed a threat, and I think that will do his confidence the world of good. So if you're a Dragons supporter out there, I think you'd be happy that he played so well the other night.
Good on you, Webby.
Absolutely. Thanks, boys.